following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, go.
I heard our friends at Werner Ladder are making a little extension ladders for guys like you.
Well, you're half right. Werner did come out with a new compact extension ladder, but it's not designed for smaller people. It's designed to make extensions easier to handle. It's no gimmick. It's a 16-foot extension ladder that's just 6 feet when closed. It actually fits in most cars.
That is amazing. And stuff like that is why Werner is number one in ladders. And Werner is so excited about this new ladder that they're giving away a compact car with a compact ladder inside. Right now, register at WernerLadder.com.
Manta.com here with small business owner Joe Buchek of Lighthouse Construction and Restoration.
Yeah, I'll be right down.
With Manta, business has grown 50%. He's so busy.
Whoa, super busy.
He's expanding to new cities. If Joe had a free moment, he'd tell you himself how Manta.com helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
You tell him for me.
Well, I think it just did. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.com.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
My NIT bracket has already went in the trash. Are you kidding me? Come on, Cleveland State.
What about Iowa?
Northwestern.
Uh-huh.
Most of the favorite teams won last night. Doug and Daddy Show, what a start to the NCAA tournament, but I know that you're sad. Did you catch the news here on SportsCenter? I'm guessing you didn't.
No, I did not.
Carl Nix has signed.
Not with our Cowboys.
No, not even close. Tampa Bay. Largest contract in the history of the NFL for a guard.
Good for Carl Nix. Good for Carl Nix. I wish he had a star on the side of that helmet, but that's just the way it goes, I guess. Well, they kept Colston. Well, yesterday I told you.
They're when lining they signed, up in Tampa, though.
When they signed Colston to save him for Breeze, I told you. You know what? They kept him. They can't keep them all, so I thought Carl Nix. That was Dallas's number one priority. Get that guy, get that guard, bring him in, contribute, be an all-pro right away. I said, that sets it up perfect. Now he goes the other direction. Tampa Bay's no good.
Oh, wait a minute. Did everybody just say, and Dallas is?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, we're no good either.
Daddy, there you go. I got that for you. A couple other things that we'll get to. We're just jam-packed today. Our Loper Link, we're going to do that here in just a second. Jake Salisbury is going to talk a little Loper tennis. Jeff Washburn is going to join us to talk Purdue basketball. Rob Gray is going to join us to talk Iowa State basketball. Cedar Rapids Gazette. No one's even giving them a chance. We had a draft last night of the teams, and like 13 seeds were going off the board before Iowa State went because they played the defending national champion, and should they win that, then they get Kentucky. So Iowa State has to be like the least favored team to get to the Sweet 16. Like 13 and 14 seeds have better chances than Iowa State. And Andy Markowski is going to give us a couple of minutes, the latest on the Nebraska coaching search. And Tony, I opened the research this morning, looked at the websites, looked at the papers on the websites, and I'm going, what in the hell is this? A new target has emerged for a men's basketball coach. Two sources confirm that Nebraska has contacted, hold on, Wisconsin-Milwaukee head coach, not Wisconsin, Wisconsin-Milwaukee head coach. I assume Kevin Lofton's been contacted, Ben. Wisconsin-Milwaukee head coach Rob Jeter. whose team completed a 20-14 season with a loss at TCU in the CBI last night. Jeter is so outstanding that in seven seasons, he's 121-103. He played for Bo Ryan at Wisconsin Platteville, then was a 10-year assistant to Ryan, including four at Wisconsin as associate head coach. He was their lead recruiter from 2001 to 2005 and was part of four NCAA tournament teams. He replaced Bruce Pearl at Wisconsin-Milwaukee and led them to 22-9 in his first season, including a first-round victory over Oklahoma in the NCAA tournament. That was 6 years ago with Bruce Pearl's players. I'm sick. I'm just sick by looking at this. I don't know the man, but it has almost everything negative that every Husker person that we've talked, I'm not even talking fan, every Husker insider has said. Mid-major. Not a recruiter.
Not the splash you're looking
won.
For.
Not, well, again, I don't think it's going to be a splash. Good God.
Well, that's Journal Star.
I'm going to tell you what, if that guy is introduced, and again, he might be the greatest person in the world. If he is introduced as the next head coach of Nebraska basketball, I don't know that we'll ever talk about it on the show again.
Spinelli's also, according to Lee Barfneck, been contacted by with people with ties to Nebraska also.
Right. He was here under Barry Collier, right?
Yes.
Steve Reich 4.
Another name that has drawn speculative interest in the Kansas assistant, Danny Manning. You like that? Listen, Stiffy, you can't shoot them all down. You like Danny Manning?
I'm just saying, would Danny Manning come here?
I'm in a great spot around Coach Bill Self, Manning told reporters in Lawrence, Kansas. A very rare appearance for him with reporters. You can soak up as much as you can. When it happens, it happens. I don't know. You can't keep saying no to everybody you hear.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. You got to get the right person, Tony. You've got to get the right person.
Is Gross the right person?
Again, they show the... I don't know. Again, they show the embarrassing stat last night in the NIT of the teams with the... Nebraska is now 14 years. That's one of the longest droughts of a BCS conference team not making the NCAA. Top four. Four teams. There's only three teams that Northwestern's never made it. There's only three teams that have a longer drought going to the NCAA tournament than Nebraska, let alone winning a game.
And I will say there's zero teams with facilities adequate of Nebraska's now.
Let's talk about winners. It's time for UNK Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance for all your vehicle services, big or small. Time to get that air conditioner checked and get it done at Garrett. Daddy, big news came out of UNK this morning. I doubt that you have heard it. Because you were working so hard this morning, so I want to pass this along. I'm not sure that many people have heard it yet. But UNK's men's basketball team has signed an exhibition contract to play at Florida in November.
Awesome.
It's 2012, November of 2012. The date hasn't been determined. Of course, Athletic Director John McBride was the associate or assistant AD for 12 years at Florida before coming to Kearney. So,
Billy Donovan's Florida.
Yeah, Florida. That's going to be in Omaha, the seventh seed in the West region of the NCAA tournament that plays at 110 at the CenturyLink on Friday, UNK at Florida this November in an exhibition game.
Well, somebody else has been to Florida in the last couple of years. I'm going to go to some Sweet 16 tournament down there. Our next guest, Jake Salisbury, joins us.
Jake, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you on. This is tennis weather.
That's right.
You guys know what to do in March when it's tennis weather?
Oh, I know. We've had this in January. Now we're having it again in March, so we like this.
Does this for all the sports? Brady Bonzel is indoor track. Well, there's a reason for that. Baseball has been able to get out and do some things instead of being inside. How much does this help to be outside? Because I'm in my mind, I'm going, does tennis really matter? You've got an indoor place. You play at the fairgrounds. You're still playing tennis. How much does it change your preparation and the way you're getting ready for the year?
Well, there's a significant difference, really. I mean, the court surface from an indoor to outdoor court is usually a quicker court on the indoors than the outdoors. And so, we've had, I guess, more quality of practice going on these last few weeks with this weather. We have more courts to work with for one, so we've got less kids per court on the team, and so it's I guess we've had some good practices because of this weather, and hopefully we can continue on with that.
Jake, a little bit different this year as you head into the MIAA, a little bit different approach to the schedule.
Right, yes. We've beefed up our schedule, our non-conference schedule this year, and I think whenever you do that, you always run the risk of, acquiring maybe some more losses, having a little bit of worse record going into your conference and regional matches. But, so we've had a lot of tough losses over the last couple weeks playing those teams. We've been in those matches, had opportunities to win. It's really been coming down to match tie breaks for us, and the weekend in Topeka and Kansas City, we were 2 of 14, I think is what it was, of match tie breaks. And if we win half of those, I think our women go 3-0 that weekend, our men go 2-1. So it's just a mental toughness thing there.
Well, there was some pretty good expectations put on the UNK tennis teams, both men and women, kind of unprecedented coming into the season. Still the expectations are to live up to that?
Yeah, I think we've got a good group of guys and girls on our teams. The men have the experience, mostly juniors and one senior on that squad. So they've demonstrated over the last couple years their ability to win when the pressure's on. And so, I think they're going to respond from this and start winning matches, I hope. And so I think they've got the right attitude approaching this, and we've been in these situations before, and I think their response will be okay.
Several local kids on the team, boys and girls. Boys, you go down the road to Grand Island and the Lincoln area, but they're still Nebraska kids.
That's right. Yeah, we've got a few girls on our team from Kearney as well. So we've got a lot of local, then some out of state, and of course international players as well.
We're talking with UNK tennis coach Jake Salisbury. Their season's underway. Tell me a lot of good things happened to Vanessa last year. She's so young, and that was kind of the lead of every story, how young she was, followed by how good she's doing. How is she handling, I guess, the newfound fame, and now that everybody knows who she is, that she's competing against?
Right. Well, Vanessa's still Vanessa. She's, she doesn't even know that she's, popular or famous or the one to beat on the court. She just approaches every match. She can't remember who she played, a week ago or a day ago or an hour ago. She just goes out there and plays tennis. She keeps things very simple on the court, and I think that's the root of her success. And she lost a couple tough three-setters the last 2 weeks. She's developed, we're kind of fighting through a little bit of an injury. She developed a blood blister under her big toenail, so she was limping along, but she's still battling on the court. The trainers did a great job on that, and she's fully healed and recovered, and looking for a big weekend out of her as we head to Illinois.
With the schedule, the way you guys have done it, and you look at your record, not good right now.
Right.
I think you'll say that too. Do you steamroll the RMAC, though? I mean, in preparation for that?
Well, I think we still have some tough competition out there. I think whenever you play rivals, good or bad or average teams, it's still a rivalry match. People elevate their level of play, and we got to be prepared for that. But because we've beefed up that schedule, we've seen probably our toughest opponents thus far throughout the entire year. I think we're going into it more prepared, more ready to play the RMAC teams.
And I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are ready to take the next step. You have had the success to get to the regionals, maybe even pick up an upset win here or there. But you want to now be more than just a conference power, an MIAA, RMAC. You want to be able to kind of make that a formality and get to the national tournament and maybe be taken a little more seriously and be a little bit more competitive.
Right, that's exactly right. I think we've got some top players on our team that have done well. We've got the depth on our team, and I think we got to beef up the middle of our lineup as we approach the new conference. But the great thing for the MIAA is if we're successful in that conference, you're probably going to be successful at the national level as well.
Good. You're on the road this weekend, as you said, then you're back home next weekend. Tell the fans kind of what your schedule here for the rest of the month is like and where your competition
right.
level is.
We head to Illinois. We play several teams there, several D2 teams with University of Illinois at Springfield, Quincy College, Truman State, an MIAA opponent. for one more year. And then when we come back to home, we play Southwest Baptist University, another MIAA team that's number one in the conference right now, men and women, usually top 20 in the nation. So it's going to be a great match with them. And then on Friday, our women will play Upper Iowa University, who's number three in the central region on the women's side. So we've got some home matches coming up. With that, April 6th and 7th will be our first RMAC matches with Montana State Billings and Colorado Christian and Kearney.
Your pick to win the RMAC in both sides, where would you have been slated for the folks that are wondering in the MIAA so that they know what the competition's like? Middle of the pack, still at the top?
Right.
Or are we going to be working our way up the ladder like we will in some sports?
You know, I think approaching next year, the men would be somewhere in the top three, top four, and the women... with the addition of Central Oklahoma and Northeastern Oklahoma, right now those two teams are probably going to emerge to the top two spots.
Oh,
so we might, you know, you're looking at a top six team with the team we have right now. We've got some recruiting to do a little bit in that area. But, you know, I think we'll see. You know, the top six, we're all very similar. So who emerges out of that to the top spots is up to the players and the athletes, you know.
All right, man. We will look forward to following Loper Tennis throughout the season. It's been successful, and you guys are doing a great job. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget, next weekend, they are home, and if the weather is just as nice, we'd love to be able to do that on Thursday and Friday and get you out there. Softball is at home today. They are at Dryden Park against Metro State at noon and 2. Baseball is home this weekend, and we told you about the basketball going to Florida. There's a lot going on with UNK, and of course you pop up lopers.com and you can see the national championship for the wrestling team as we talked to Coach Bauer on Monday. So congratulations there.
A lot of things going on, and I can't believe how busy, you know. He says we're going to Illinois, we're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, one match Sunday, then Monday we're going to play two matches. I mean, it's like, and then they get back and they play Thursday and Friday again. So a lot going on.
That's what they do. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're jam-packed. Our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. No more flats, folks. Foam-filled industrial tires. And if you do have downtime on the farm, call Garrett Tires and Treads for details. And they've got on-the-farm tire service for you. We'll be back with Andy Markowski, the latest on the Husker coaching search after this.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Deer season and time for the best deals ever on John Deere 3E, 5D, and 5E tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off when you purchase two or more implements. See your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends April 30th, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Get great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment. Visit Landmark Implement today or find us on the web at landmarkimp.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Hey, Golden.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standings.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead now?
UCLA is up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top 10 finish in soccer.
Way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota State, North Carolina. Three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. So with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
That's right. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
Do you like money? Stop by Kearney Yamaha today for the March into Savings Sale. For a limited time only, save 10% off any oil change in the service department and get a free safety inspection. Save 30% off luggage. Buy helmets for just $30 and get Tech Sport jackets for just $129. Don't have a machine? With over 150 pre-owned machines and all the new models to choose from, you'll find your dream ATV, UTV, or bike. And when you buy your machine from Kearney Yamaha, you get a chance to earn $200 in gift cards playing ladder ball. The March into Savings Sale, going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Or Facebook fans win prizes.
Say soccer. Hey coaches, the Golden Spike Soccer Tournament in Council Bluffs promises to be a great experience with new, beautiful fields for youth recreational soccer. Plenty of planned activities both on the grounds and nearby downtown. Plus, it's May 11th through the 13th, the same weekend the Union Pacific National Railroad Museum is opening a brand new exhibit. Sign up two teams by March 22nd and get a $50 Visa gift card. To register, go online at cbysa.org.
Are you ready for the madness?
Kraft out of the backcourt, cross-court, Sellinger driving to the left. He finishes with the right hand on a slam, a dagger.
The 2012 NCAA tournament is on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. All the excitement of March Madness is right here.
Catch all of the NCAA tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures of around 79. Winds will also turn to the north later today at 5 to 15. Tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 44. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 64.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. One last thought on the Lopers here on our Loper Link. There is a Loper lunch tomorrow, 11:45. They start serving 12 noon. They get things underway at the Health and Sports Center. You can hear from the coaches at the Loper Lunch tomorrow. Don't forget, it's Burger Night every Wednesday night at the Chicken Coop. Go on in, watch the NCAA and NIT tournaments, and fill out your brackets. I know they're going to be doing a little of that tonight as well at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. And enjoy for just $5 any of the burgers off the menu with fries. Doesn't matter. They don't make one up. They have it every day, but on Wednesday nights from 5 to 10, they're only $5. The mushroom burger, the Totally Jack burger, the bacon burger. It's all right there for you at the Chicken Coop. And, of course, open 7 days a week. All the NCAA tournament action is there. The men, the women, the NIT, the golf. It's all there for you. The NBA, as we get closer to the playoffs, every TV on something that you want to watch at the Chicken Coop. There's not a bad seat in the house in Grand Island and Kearney. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, Daddy. David says, hey guys, just was wondering what Billy Gillespie was doing now. He recruited a lot of that Kentucky roster that they have now. I know he was friends with Doc, but I would be all for having him as our next basketball coach. Andy Markowski joins us, Husker Sports Network, former Husker, who's deep into finding out what's going on with the coaching search. What is Billy Gillespie doing, Andy?
He's at Texas Tech. He was hired last year at Tech and went 1-15, I think, this year in the Big 12 conference. So I don't think Billy will be a guy just because of the history with Doc, and also Billy, I think, has a long history of incidences with the law that maybe Coach Osborne administration might frown upon.
Well, I knew most of the answer. I just wanted to chuckle while you were talking about it. Andy Markowski has been following what's going on and trying to help as best he can as a Nebraska basketball alum. We see all kinds, and there's a good article on Husker Online, or at least an article, about all the people that have been mentioned, anywhere from Dana Altman to Shaka Smart to people we've never heard of. And this morning in the papers, Andy, here is a story about Rob Jeter of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And I just have to say, when I looked at that this morning, I just shook my head that it almost gave me a headache. So I don't know the man, but it seemed to be everything that Nebraska didn't want. Can you tell me some info on this guy and why he might be of interest?
Well, I think the university administration is going to be very, very thorough. So I think you'll hear a lot of names of guys that they have had contact with. I think they're doing their due diligence on looking at guys that have had head coaching experience that maybe have ties in the Big Ten area. You know, Rob Jeter was an assistant at Wisconsin from Chicago. Certainly has done a good job at Milwaukee, not a great job. I just think that's their due diligence in terms of making sure they're very thorough, because I think they understand how important this hire is.
Andy, explain to people in what you've researched about the assistant coaches that need to be brought with a mid-major coach.
Well, recruiting is very complex, and there are certain a low major, mid major tend to recruit kind of their regions, kind of a lower tier, maybe AAU program. Each state tends to have an elite AAU program, and then there's two or three programs that would maybe produce more low to mid-major type players. So the staff that has had the ability to break into those AAU programs, the elite programs, the assistants that can do that are the assistants that you have to have on your high major bench. And if you don't, you're not going to have access to maybe a kid in an elite AAU program, and you'll never have a chance to sign that kid. So what I look for is, if I was going to build a staff, you know, who has spent time at a high major school in order that has dealt with a elite AAU program. For instance, the Illinois Warriors, All-Ohio Red, those are Illinois AAU program and Ohio AAU program that gets the Jared Sellingers, gets the top kids in Illinois, the Chicago area kids. So if you don't have a relationship with those, you're going to have a hard time signing those kids. So, you know, as I look to the next head coach at Nebraska, I think it's a guy that has had to have some high major experience, whether that was a head coach or a guy that maybe spent some time as an assistant at a high major school. That way they have some of those key relationships with the key AAU programs around the country.
If you don't have those relationships, you don't even have an in to get a phone number for these kids. Is that right?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do business in the AAU cycle. I mean, for the most part, you know, it's still based on relationships, but if you don't have those relationships, you know, that's where maybe some coaches are forced to cheat to get involved with these AAU programs and kind of the AAU guys that run these programs in terms of coaches. So relationships are key, because relationships open the door. They allow you to communicate not only with the AAU coach, but with some of his kids. And if you don't have those relationships, they're certainly going to make it difficult for you to get involved with them, even at the extent of having to pay just to get access to phone numbers. And that's the lower 20%, but that certainly is a business that has gone on. And it's certainly not a business that Nebraska's into, and that's why they're going to be so thorough with their evaluations on finding a coach that is going to have integrity to do things right.
Andy Markowski, the Husker Sports Network, former Husker himself, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Does Tom Osborne understand this, Andy? You've had conversations with him. I know other folks have had conversations with him. Does he understand the direction that college basketball is going and is at?
Well, I think Coach Osborne has a firm grasp of what the University of Nebraska stands for. He has a firm grasp of what he knows it takes to be successful as a head coach in high major college athletics. I don't think anybody, including the NCAA, has an understanding of what goes on right now in men's basketball. It's very unique because of the summer circuit of AAU. It's certainly something the NCAA is trying to slow down and get a better understanding of. But, you know, I trust Coach Osborne as a leader of the university, of a leader of men. You know, he's going to make a decision on a guy that has high character that he believes can have an imprint at Nebraska and ultimately succeed in the Big Ten Conference.
Andy, what do you say, and I asked you this question the other day, what do you say to the person that says, why can't we go get an assistant from North Carolina or Duke to come to Nebraska?
Well, I think you can. I think if you've never been a head coach, there are certain struggles that an assistant doesn't quite understand how to operate, you know, in terms of the time commitment and all the things that may factor into being a head coach. So I think that's a very risky hire to go out and get a guy that's never called a timeout ever, you know, has just been assistant. And then I think if you look at, you know, like a Duke assistant or a North Carolina assistant or a Kansas assistant, they've been very privileged in terms of the recruiting circuits that they've been involved in. You look at Duke and North Carolina. Duke and North Carolina offers 8 kids each year, and they normally split them between the two schools. I mean, they have had such an advantage in recruiting, they haven't had to roll up their sleeves and go toe-to-toe every day in terms of recruiting 100 kids versus recruiting 8 kids. So I think there's risk there that maybe that guy comes in and fails over a 4 to 5 year period. So I think you lower your risk by hiring a guy that has had head coaching experience at the mid-major or high-major level, that has proven that he can win college basketball games by, you know, developing a program and recruiting a kid that can be successful in their system.
Andy Markowski with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I can run down the 6, 8, 10, 12 names that have been on boards, have been on articles, have been talked about on this show. Do you, at this moment, have 2 or 3 that would be thumbs up in your mind or that you think will at least consider this job, would be a fit for this job?
Well, you know, I look, like I said, I think you have to look for a guy that's been a mid-major head coach that has spent some time on a high-major bench. And, you know, that group of guys would probably be a Greg Marshall, a Shaka Smart, a John Gross, even a Rex Walters at San Francisco. I do believe that at Nebraska, a head coach has to roll up his sleeves and want to grind it out as a recruiter. I mean, some head coaches, maybe a guy that's been a head coach for 20 years and been successful, kind of relies on his assistants to do a lot of legwork. I don't think you can do that in Nebraska. I think as a head coach in Nebraska, you've got to be a grinder, a guy that wants to get involved in the recruiting circuit, to be travel every day that you can be out traveling, out recruiting, and that's kind of the mold of those young guys that I just mentioned. That necessarily means that's the only people on the list. I do think they're looking at a lot of guys that have been high major coaching, have been successful at BCS level schools, and that probably doesn't rule out guys that are mid-major coaches that have developed programs at a lot of different levels. So, like I said, I think Tom and the university are committed to being thorough. I think you'll hear a lot of names being speculated on until they arrive at the one guy that makes the most sense for the University of Nebraska.
And of these gentlemen that you've kind of narrowed down without specifically saying any names, who's the best recruiter / AAU connection?
Well, you know, I look at the Big Ten region. John Gross is still from 4 months ago when I started looking at names of maybe guys that made sense. John Gross jumped out at me in terms of a guy that has you know, played college basketball in the area, has coached in Indiana, in Ohio, has been a head coach, has got a team to the tournament two times in the last 4 years, upset Georgetown 3 years ago in the tournament, leads the MAC in offense, has produced NBA players in Greg Oden and Mike Conley as a recruiter. You know, those are just some of the things that impresses you about John Gross. But there's other guys. I mean, Shaka Smart has recruited the SEC, has worked for Billy Donovan at Florida, has recruited some of the kids on the current Florida roster. I mean, there's, you know, like I said, that list of guys I think understand college athletics, can understand how to get a difference-making type kid into Nebraska.
Andy, the problem John Gross is the guy. To have John Gross just bring his entire staff that's at Ohio right now, the problem with that is what?
Well, if you look at the money being paid to mid-major assistants, it's not as much as high major. So sometimes you're limited with not being able to maybe get a high major assistant that you know at a mid-major level. So I see a guy like John Gross being able to pay assistants more money, so he'll go out and hire high major assistants that have more connections in high major AAU programs, whereas maybe the staff that he's built at Ohio is good to recruit that region kind of locally, but maybe those guys don't have the high major connections they need, you know, to recruit coast to coast in the AAU circuit. So a lot of mid-major. Now, that's not, you know, this is an exception. I mean, there's always differences. You know, some mid-major coaches do have AAU ties. But for the most part, mid-major coaches recruit kind of the two or three state area that they're in, and maybe they can't get involved with the top AAU programs from coast to coast. So you have to build a staff of key relationships with guys in different regions that have access to the best kids in the state. And when you get access to those kids, now you get 3-, 4-, 5-star kids that can come in and be all conference-level kids and go on and play professional basketball.
This AAU deal is a...
It's the future.
Well, it's the future.
It's the now. It's the future. That's why they can't... That's why they can't in the athletic department, and Tom Osborne can't make a mistake here, because I think then it's going to be more than a 4-, 5-, 6-year drought. I mean, it's just going to, you've got to be, find a way, whatever that way is. And Andy, last question, because we keep getting asked this, we keep getting emails, and you've touched on it in some fashion or form before on this show. But here we go. Colorado State's in the NCAA tournament with 4 kids out of the state of Nebraska. Of at least 3 of those are pretty good contributors in one of the Ralston brothers, Eichmeyer and Carr. What do you say to the Nebraska fan that says, why aren't any of these kids in Lincoln? And not specifically these kids, but I hope you know what I'm saying. We've had this discussion numerous times, but yet, hey, Colorado State made it with 4 Nebraska kids and we don't have any.
Well, you know, Tim Miles has done a great job, and I think could have Nebraska taken Greg Smith from Ralston, 6'7" wing. I thought he was good enough to offer a scholarship. Wes Eichmeyer went to Iowa State, you know, out of the gates before Doc really had a chance to recruit him. The other two kids, Carr, I didn't think was good enough. And then the other Smith, I didn't think, you know, is at a good level in Colorado State. So you have to give those kids a lot of credit. They've had good careers. But looking at the talent on Doc's roster, could they have been here and played? Yes, but the reason why they could have been here and played based on the talent is why we finished last in the Big Ten. I don't think any of those kids really could have put Nebraska in the upper tier of the Big Ten. It's just unfortunate they didn't get a chance, considering, you know, the lack of talent that is on Doc's roster. But Tim Miles has recruited the state. But if a kid's good enough, with the right guys, head coach of Nebraska, and they're from Nebraska, they're going to come to Nebraska. That needs to change. You know, it starts with the Omaha kids, coming in, developing a relationship with Omaha Central to get a Koya guy out of the gates, and then just start building the pipeline. Because I do think there's 2, 3, 4 kids over the next 3 years in the state that can play Division I basketball at Nebraska.
Andy, we love to pick your brain, and I'll tell you right now, I had no idea until I talked to you the other day how complicated, you know, the deal was in trying to find the right guy to run this program. But we appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care, Drews. Andy Markowski, Husker Sports Network, former Husker. He wants the right guy, too. I mean, he wants to help as much as he can get the right guy at the University of Nebraska. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to go across the border, talk to Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, where we keep going and going and going, just like a T&L pivot. We don't start and stop. We keep going. We keep going.
Choice is simple. It's that simple. They've been doing it since 1955. They do keep going and going. All the technology to go with it, all the GPS systems to go with it, hydrostatically powered, design is safe, operability is unmatched. T&L Irrigation. Call your local T&L dealer today or T&L Irrigation Company anytime, day or night. They'll get back to you. They'll point you in the right direction. Failed gearboxes, micro switches. They go out all the time when it's the hottest out. You experience a T&L difference. Call your local T&L dealer today. Back over this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, fans, we've officially put football season to bed, which can only mean one thing. The madness is upon us. Oh, and spring training, and hockey's heating up, and the NBA. All right, so if it weren't for our lack of football, March would be the best time of the year, clearly, as a fan. Which also makes it the best time of the year to head to StubHub. And you should know this by now. StubHub is the place to get tickets for every game in every sport in every city. So head to StubHub today. Find the seats that are right for you and let the madness begin.
StubHub!
It's deer season and time for the best deals ever on John Deere 3E, 5D, and 5E tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off when you purchase two or more implements. See your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends April 30th, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Get great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment. Visit Landmark Implement today or find us on the web at landmarkimp.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Out here, we know that most luck comes from hard work, goals, and sticking to it. We live in a place where great ideas meet great passion. And a hard day's work isn't just for some days, it's every day. Where the people support business and agriculture, and business and agriculture support the people. Creating a culture where anything is possible. That's why we're proud to have been born and raised here in Nebraska. By Valley State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures of around 79. Winds will also turn to the north later today at 5 to 15. Tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 44. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Oh, my goodness. More basketball tonight here on ESPN. We've got more play-in games. Lamar and Pat Knight, 6-0 after the rant and conference tournament champions, taking on Vermont, who has some tournament history. And then Cal and South Florida, two amazing comebacks last night. I don't know what to think if you're an Iona fan. 55 points in the first half and 17 in the second half. What? Yeah, Omaha South?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, you know what team that's no one – I think everybody's discounting this team. That's the Iowa State Cyclones. Right now, Rob Gray from the Cedar Rapids Gazette joins us here on the ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Rob, how are you this morning? Thanks so much for fitting us in.
You bet. I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on.
Rob, why is Iowa State getting no respect? Is it simply where they're sitting on the line because they're against the defending national champs, and should they get a win there, they play Kentucky? I mean, they seem to have the worst draw in the whole tournament.
Well, yeah, that's, on paper it definitely is. I guess Obama picked them, though, to get to the Kentucky game, so it's bracket on ESPN. The guys were very excited about it when they had a little gathering there. About 1,500 people showed up at Hilton Coliseum. You know, Chris Allen, the guy who's played in 14 NCAA tournament games, I think more than anybody else in the tournament while he was at Michigan State, he was just smiling and nodding. And he told me that, you know, this is, I think the quote was, yes, a good game. We don't want a game where we could even have to run the risk of taking anything for granted or anything like that. You know, boom, you're right into it. And then, of course, you get to play Kentucky, the overall top seed in Kentucky, granted in their great in-state rivals gym, but nonetheless, a very daunting draw, but a challenge these guys welcome, and they've welcomed the challenges all year long, and frankly, they relish any doubt that gets tossed their way. So we'll see how it goes. It's definitely a tough task, though.
Robin, following this team, anybody believe that Fred Hoiberg could do this in 2 years?
I think a few. I mean, certainly from us in the media, and this was my first year covering them. I worked at the Des Moines Register for a long time. I was doing motorsports, getting away from motorsports that time of year, of all things. But we got an inkling just because we knew how good these transfers were. Now, most of them weren't stars per se, and then Royce White had never played a minute in college, because of his troubles that he'd had in Minnesota. You know, Allen had been a very good player, but still, you know, not the guy at Michigan State. And I guess they rarely do have the guy. It's usually the guys. But you know what talent they were bringing in. And it was very clear that the enthusiasm was there. I mean, they feed off that crowd at Hilton. I mean, it was shades of, you know, 15, 20, 25 years ago at some of those home wins over Baylor, Kansas, for instance. So there was an inkling, but certainly on the national landscape, all they looked at was, where they lost an NBA prospect, certainly a pro player in Deonte Garrett, and, you know, Craig Brackens, you know, he was a pro guy. You certainly expected to play more when he was drafted by the 76ers. So you look at that over the last couple of years, you go, boy, they're going to be even worse. Coaches picked them eighth, and they finished third via tiebreak over Baylor. So certainly shattered most people's expectations, for sure, to wrap up my long-winded answer.
Are they satisfied with the seed then, considering where they did finish in the conference?
They didn't. You know, when asked about it, nobody seemed either A, surprised by it, or B, upset by it. Same seed as Kansas State, who they beat twice, but Kansas State's non-conference schedule certainly
turn more heads or, you know, impress more people and likely the committee as well. So I think it's a Big 12 that, you know, is considered a league that, you know, I guess there was one automatic win for every team, and that was Pat Knight's old team, Texas Tech, and, of course, you know, Bob Knight's old team. But other than that, it's a pretty good league, but I think the league as a whole didn't get a whole lot of respect, and that factored into it.
Rob, we got to go to the Dent Popper inbox. Fast Willie has chimed in and said, now I'm really worried about Iowa State because Obama's been wrong on everything.
Well, you know, I guess his endorsement depends on your political bent, yeah.
You got the Big 12 newcomer of the year in Royce White. Talk about him, and obviously contributing as a sophomore to this team has been one of the big surprises.
Yeah, and again, a guy that hadn't played a competitive college basketball game in a couple of years till they went to Italy, and literally I think they had to schedule the games a summer trip while they were there. So, I mean, I had visions of, and I asked them about it, and they kind of chuckled. Guys, you know, we're working at the restaurant, and they pulled them out and said, hey, we got to play a basketball game against some team tonight. That might have been the competition, but they bonded a lot, and he emerged. He also emerged in the summer league here in Des Moines, averaging a triple-double. Now, again, it's a summer kind of, you know, those leagues they have in, you know, around every program, every major Division One program or mid-major, and, you know, had a triple-double in the regular season. He's such a unique player, and he's a matchup nightmare, as coaches have alluded to, virtually on a, you know, biweekly basis throughout the season, particularly in Big 12 play. And, you know, the talent was there. He was considered a top 20 recruit out of high school, had the issues at Minnesota, and has really just exploded onto the national scene.
Can Iowa State, I guess, continue to do this? We're talking with Rob Gray, the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So often we've seen them make a blip on the screen, have an outstanding year, and then go to the tournament, and then all of a sudden they're back playing University of Nebraska-style basketball again. No, is this something that can be sustained?
I think it is, based on, I mean, they are you talking about in future years, not just starting with this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, regardless of what happens this weekend for Iowa State, will they be looked at as one of the contenders for the Big 12 next year, or at least in the top three, four teams?
I think absolutely, and particularly if White comes back. I mean, there's talk on the fringes, certainly not among reporters because it amounts to strictly speculation, but that he might be a one-and-done type player. Now, no NBA draft projections I've seen have him anywhere but in the second round or not drafted this year in next year's class. So, you know, it depends because Royce is an interesting guy, a very intelligent guy, definitely marches to the beat of a different drummer, and that literally because he's also a musician. So it would be interesting, but at the same time, they're bringing in a Will Clyburn who led Utah in scoring, and he sat out. You know, a couple more transfers, Corey Lucius, to be a true point guard, and they've been kind of point guard by committee. Of course, he was a very good player at Michigan State. So you bring almost everybody back except for Scotty Christopherson, and he was, you know, a great player, and no doubt best three-point shooter in school history, accuracy-wise. All the pieces are there for definitely to be considered a contender for the title.
Well, you got the Michigan State connection. When people leave that program, they got Chris Allen. Now, you know, you mentioned Lucius, and they've done it with a roster full of transfers, really.
Absolutely, and that's the only way you can really have a quick turnaround, and I think that's why Hoiberg went that route. I mean, he said repeatedly they were very, very careful about who they went after. There were other guys that wanted to transfer, and they really came up with a list, and these are guys, A, we think can have an immediate impact and lift us to the postseason, bare minimum, and B, we think, you know, whatever troubles they had, and frankly, most of the transfers didn't have troubles, it's just that they chose to transfer. Allen was dismissed, White was in the doghouse frequently and had some legal issues, but Chris Babb, for instance, from Penn State, had never had any issues. I think he just wanted to move on. You know, so Anthony Booker at Southern Illinois, don't know of any legal issues, and he's been an unbelievable sort of player off the bench every now and then for energy. So you looked at that and said, that's the only way we can do a rapid turnaround, because you've got to develop freshmen, and frankly, it's a lot easier to get guys that need to go someplace and want to turn over a new leaf and know that they can accomplish a lot once they do that.
Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We've talked about everything else, Rob. So the last question is, UConn's the first round matchup. How does Iowa State match up against the defending national champions, which is a totally different team this year?
Absolutely. I mean, they match up really well. I think it'll be a really intriguing game, which means, of course, maybe it won't be, because, you know, when you predict things for the NCAA tournament, you know, as you guys were talking about coming out of your break, Iona 55 points, 17 points. How does that happen? You know, defensive adjustments can't account for that. But you look at Iowa State, a prolific three-point shooting team. Connecticut's one of the worst teams defending the three-point line. Connecticut has really talented, long, athletic guys on the front line. Andre Drummond, just a plethora of guys that can get in there and board on both ends of the floor. And that's been a good point for Iowa State most of the year. But when they've really struggled, it's when those guys, you know, like with the Baylor, or even with the Texas at times, who upset them in the Big 12 tournament, you know, while needing a win to get to the NCAA tournament, that can give them trouble, particularly when Melvin Edgem, a valuable player, gets in foul trouble, because he kind of keeps those boards alive. So you got the three-point shooting acumen of Iowa State versus the front line of UConn, and, of course, the experience of UConn with six players having played in last year's national title team, and then Jeremy Lamb is the X factor who Chris Babb is going to have to try to contain.
Rob, we appreciate the time today on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Go Clones. Thank you, Rob. Crazy Chris will appreciate that today on the Doug and Daddy Show. He wanted us to talk about Iowa State Monday, and I just didn't have the stomach for it. But they got a chance here. They can make a little noise for their university if they beat UConn. Don't forget, folks, tomorrow and Friday we will be at Cunningham's with the Doug and Daddy Show, getting you ready for the NCAA tournament. Tomorrow on the show, we will be announcing our brackets. Daddy, have we come up with a wager yet on this? You think about that during the break. We need a wager. But don't forget, it doesn't have to just be during the Doug and Daddy Show. They're open for lunch all week long for you. Come on in and enjoy a burger, a pizza, French dip, gourmet sandwiches. I love the pasta. Got to get the Journal Bites for a little appetizer. They're outstanding as well. Maybe you come in early for Thursday, Friday basketball, St. Patrick's Day on Saturday. Big-ass beers, just $2.75 from 3 to 6 during their happy hour. Always entertaining. Got some great live entertainment over the weekends as well. So whether it's basketball, whether it's just having a little lunch or just relaxing with your friends after work, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney, will be there tomorrow, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Forbes magazine suggests entrepreneurs and small business startups will put the U.S. economy back on track. It's National Start Your Business Month, and it's time to do your part today at LegalZoom.com. Take a look at the Inc. 500 list. You'll find over 24 companies started through LegalZoom. They're also helping thousands of contractors, property owners, retail stores, restaurants, and even doctors get their business started right now. LegalZoom saves you time and money, and you get total customer support. But it doesn't end there. LegalZoom offers continuing legal help through their legal plan, available in most states. They'll also throw in free accounting software. Sweet. Go to LegalZoom.com during National Start Your Business Month and save even more when you enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom is not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your specific direction. For incorporations, LLCs, DBAs, and more, go to LegalZoom.com today.
Do you like money? Stop by Kearney Omaha today for the March into Savings Sale. For a limited time only, save 10% off any oil change in the service department and get a free safety inspection. Save 30% off luggage. Buy helmets for just $30 and get Tech Sport jackets for just $129. Don't have a machine? With over 150 pre-owned machines and all the new models to choose from, you'll find your dream ATV, UTV, or bike. And when you buy your machine from Kearney Omaha, you get a chance to earn $200 in gift cards playing ladder ball. The March into Savings Sale, going on now at Kearney Omaha. Or Facebook fans win prizes.
You don't have to be Irish. You don't have to wear green. This St. Paddy's Day weekend, we'll all feel lucky with free fries at Burger King. That's right. You can enjoy thick-cut, crispy fries with Green Heinz absolutely free. So come to BK on March 17th and 18th and get your delicious free fries. Now that's how you really celebrate St. Paddy's Day weekend. Only at Burger King.
No purchase necessary while supplies last. One value-sized fry per customer. Not valid during breakfast hours at participating restaurants.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over.
The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
Doug and Danny's show. I like Wisconsin in the tournament. Let me just give you a few nuggets here early on. I liked Ohio State before Syracuse and Fab Mello is out. So now I'm worried because all of a sudden Syracuse will either go all the way to the Final Four. Everybody's on Vandy's bandwagon. I'm not a Vandy fan. This ought to help everybody that's filling out their brackets on the Doug and Daddy $50,000 Bracket Challenge brought to you by Cunningham's and H&H Distributing. You have to go to our website. If you've done it for years, we've already had good following, folks. It's the same. All you got to do is fill out the bracket. Bigger and better prizes, a chance to win $50,000 if you get a majority of your bracket right. There's some that you got to be perfect to get $1 million. It's never happened in the history of the world. You might have a chance to get pretty darn close, though. And if you get pretty darn close, you can get anywhere from $500 to $50,000. Plus, no matter what, the winner of the Doug and Daddy Bracketology Contest will receive a 42-inch big-screen television from our friends at Russell Appliance. We've also got some great Boston Acoustic radios, $500 value for second, and numerous other prizes that we're going to be giving away, Godfather's Pizza and a whole lot more. So we give away a bunch of prizes. Get signed up today. ESPNSuperStation.com. Now you have to be 18 and a legal resident of the state of Nebraska. And I guess I should double check on this. To win the money, you don't have to be that to win a prize from the Doug and Daddy show. So your kid can fill one out. Or, you know,
if you're in Phillipsburg and you're listening right now, you can win the TV. Yeah, you just can't win.
You just can't win the 50 G's. All right, folks. So I guess we should put that out there. Daddy, is there, and do that today, ESPNSuperStation.com. While you're there, join our rewards club. You get free items. You can save and get a lunch at Cunningham's, Hy-Vee Deli Pizza. Get tickets to the RFA or PBR. Here's the latest. How long should Greg Williams be suspended for administrating a bounty program? 43% went for the whole season. 36% went for no suspension. You know my thoughts on this.
Either one way or another.
Yeah, I think so, and I lean towards a no suspension. Again, I compared it to the – it's not like as big a scale as the steroids in baseball, but you wipe the slate clean and say if it ever happens again, you're banned. I mean, you can make a death penalty type of case here. This is a bad thing. But we all know Greg Williams isn't the only one doing it. We all know Mark McGwire wasn't the only one doing it. Rafael Palmeiro, say who you want. Barry Bonds, they say, because he's innocent. And all those, but there you go. And today, which comeback was more impressive? That's our ESPN poll question. BYU coming from 25 down in the first half, or Western Kentucky being down, was it? I think it was 13 in the final 5 minutes, but you got 16, whatever. It was a double-digit deficit. They outscored them by 16 in the final 5 minutes to win the game. Which one do you think? I think it's BYU because if you're down 25 in the first half, you're just going, it's over. We can't do anything right. And somehow Coach got them convinced to come out, and they made just a little bit of a run before halftime, Daddy, that at least got it within striking distance.
But it was a great way. I think, you know, you said earlier, great way to start the tournament. I think everybody was, you know, at least when those games were on last night, they caught your attention. It wasn't the 30-point deals that somebody didn't belong at all in there.
Back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, I gave a couple of my thoughts out there. I can't figure out what to do with Duke. What about you? What's a couple things that stick out to you early on?
Well, I think Wichita State's a really good team, and everybody's talking about that, but I don't think they can beat Kentucky. My bracket's pretty – I've got my official bracket done in front of me, Doug, and it's relatively chalky for the most part. Michigan State, I can't find anybody to beat them. Missouri. I can't find anybody to beat Missouri, as athletic as they are. Now, when Missouri's down 23-4 tomorrow, then I guess I found that team, and it was Norfolk State. But when you're filling out your bracket, I'm like, who legitimately has a chance? And I got papers all over my basement. I got Sagarin rankings. I got the point spreads. I've got odds to win the thing. And I'm looking at these things. You know, there's some really good teams, and I thought it was wide open last year. I'm not sure it's wide open this year.
No, I don't think it is either. And I think you're going to see a lot of brackets in your office pools or wherever you're at or online. They're going to have, you know, I think 80% will have the same two or three finals, same matchups in there. I will not be surprised if Kentucky loses from the Sweet 16 on because of their youth. I will not be surprised if Kentucky wins the national championship. Although, I don't know how many brackets I'll fill out for different contests. I won't put Kentucky on the championship line very often. The first number one to go out, everybody's on Syracuse. I'm with you on this Michigan State thing. I mean, there's a lot of so-called mid-majors. Memphis, St. Louis, New Mexico, Long Beach State, Louisville. Who the hell do they got to beat? I mean, yeah, you can give some credit to Louisville, but that should be Elite Eight just like that. You could pick Missouri there. You could put Vandy there. You could put Florida State there, and you would think, well, yeah, they're on to the Elite Eight. I mean, Michigan State, draw, and they're in Columbus, Ohio, the first two. So they're going to be very right there in Big Ten country where Michigan fans will get a chance to watch. I'm interested to see if Baylor does play Duke. I think that would be an interesting matchup, and I'm not even sure that Baylor will play Duke. I think there could be an upset somewhere along there. Yeah. I think Duke could get beat out before the Sweet 16.
Well, in the Sweet 16, you know you're going to have that matchup of like NC State and St. Mary's. There's going to be one of those matchups where you're going to go, how in the world? But it happens every year. But when it comes down to the end, I really think those teams, I think the teams, the usual suspects, take care of things this year.
One more thing, everybody's on Belmont. Georgetown's been shafted before, getting upset in the first round before. They get out of that first round. They match up with Kansas. Georgetown could end up being an Elite Eight team and then get beat by North Carolina. And if North Carolina somehow gets upset, who knows? That's the beauty of the tournament. You're going to fill your bracket out and go, well, I thought that. I'm not surprised. I think this is a tournament where I'm not going to – second weekend, I'm not going to be surprised much after that. The only big – Florida State could beat Ohio State, maybe. I don't think it's going to happen. I like Ohio State.
The bad part about Florida State is it seems the only time there's peaks and valleys. They get really high for North Carolina and Duke. Other teams, not so much. And, you know, that's great against North Carolina and Duke. But to get to this final, you know, you're going to have to play other teams.
Last thing, we got to get out of here. The NCAA Division II, now down to the Elite Eight. The women get to go to San Antonio. The men get to go to Highland Heights, Kentucky. Yeehaw! But not the number one team in the country because Colorado Mines didn't last long there. Metro State has done it again, 73-64, knocking them off last night in the regional final. The Wayne State women, they're going to the Elite Eight. I didn't read too deep in this, but I'm going to guess it's the first time ever. They're going to the Elite Eight after beating Metro State 50-36, and they will head on to San Antonio.
That's Mike Gross as a coach there.
Well, he's going to wedge his way on. He says they're getting a charter out of either Sioux City or Norfolk because you can't get in and out of Omaha with the men's tournament going on this week.
Oh.
So there you go. NIT Minnesota plays tonight. If you missed it at the top of the show, the UNK men will play an exhibition game at the University of Florida this November. Nebraska women, we'll talk more about that as the week rolls on here. Northwestern won the NAIA Women's National Championship for the third year in a row. Fifth overall for them. They beat the College of the Ozarks. Nebraska baseball, a winner yesterday. UNK softball just getting underway up at Dryden Park. And did you see that Mason Brodean got the one-year contract offer from the Oakland Raiders?
I did hear that this morning, so good for him.
So there you go. And that wraps up a pretty busy Doug and Daddy show. We are back on the road with our official bracket analysis tomorrow, and then we will be right into basketball Thursday, Friday afternoon and evening, all of the NCAA tournament here on ESPN Radio. Jeff Washburn is going to be pushed back to tomorrow to talk about Purdue. We had a chance to catch up with him earlier in the week. We'll have that for you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also tomorrow at Cunningham's, some special guests. Adam Wilcox from the Storm is going to join us this week. And we've got more basketball. We're going to be breaking down the Husker women, some spring football with Nebraska and UNK before the week is over as well. We want to thank our guest today, Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network. Also joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette today is Rob Gray and head coach Jake Salisbury, UNK Tennis, for our Loper Link.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. We'll be there tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Sign up for the brackets, folks. Sign up for them brackets. ESPNSuperstation.com. Deadline is 10 a.m. tomorrow, so by this time tomorrow, you will not be able to have a chance at that 50 G's. Get it signed up, folks. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.